What's up, Kraken Aces listeners? You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude,
go buy it, go drink it, drink responsibly, and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Look at us sitting up, ready to go.
Yeah, new day.
New day, new life.
New life.
You feeling better today?
Okay, so breaking news, Smitty.
It's 1:12 p.m. The baby and the wife are at the mother-in-law's. I'm good. Oh, wow.
And ironically, is that the right word? Ironic? No. Coincidentally? I don't know. I don't know the word. That's not why we didn't put out the podcast yesterday.
No, not. Well, it might have been indirectly.
No, it didn't. So the reason the podcast didn't go out on Tuesday and it's coming out on Wednesday with just me and Smitty is because we did a full podcast yesterday over Zoom. We did it over Zoom because the office has rising cases of COVID and it's smart for people with children like Smitty to stay at home. And, you know, the holidays are coming up, so it wasn't worth it to go into the office until everything gets under control. I didn't hit record on the podcast, so that's why it didn't go up. Now, ironically, I'm just going to keep using that word. I now have COVID, but that I didn't have it yesterday. Or like I didn't test positive yesterday. I tested negative twice yesterday. I took a test during the day and I took a test at night. 30 minutes after I tested negative last night, I got hit with every symptom all at once. And I was like, what the fuck? And so I rechecked my test. It was still negive. And then I got tested this morning and I have it.
Well, you know how I don't even know if this is the right term. Epidemiology. Is that the study of?
Let's go with it.
Viruses. You know how virology works. Your viral load wasn't up enough.
But like crazy timing to the point where a half hour later, I think I would have tested positive.
Probably.
Like, crazy timing.
Well, how are you feeling?
It's pretty mild. Like, last night, I got like a scratchy throat, some sniffles, a small cough, and like a tiny fever. And I was like, all these at once out of nowhere. When people that I was with on Sunday had tested positive, I was like, okay, I obviously have it. Like, obviously, like no question about it. Didn't sleep great. Like one of those just like tossing and turning headachey sleeps this morning. This morning was fine. I went and got tested positive. I feel like 80%. Like I feel pretty normal. Like a slight hangover, you know?
Have you notified the people that be in the office?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Good. Okay. I'm not going to get into that.
Yeah. Let's just say I'm probably not the only person who's going to test positive today.
Glad to hear it's not like overly severe. I mean,
yeah, I don't know how it works. I don't know if it gets worse or if this is just it, but I have to stay inside.
Do you still have your taste and smell?
Yep.
Okay. Imagine if you weren't vaccinated, just how much worse it could possibly be.
So our boy, Jersey Jerry, he was unvaccinated. He got it. He was like a poster child for like a PSA, like blue collar. Yeah. I don't want to get vaccinated. He was telling me, he was like, that was the worst mistake of my life. He was just like, he said he felt like he was going to die at any second.
Yeah.
And it was really, really, really bad when he got it. So,
which is which is weird because I spent the weekend with Mike Mattisau, and apparently the pandemic doesn't exist, nor does COVID. So, man, which is one of the many points we talked about for our hour-long podcast yesterday.
Yeah, it's a bummer. I would say yesterday was our funniest podcast, but also the most depressing. So I'm just glad that we got that all out of the way. I'm going to try not to be so depressed today on the podcast. Yesterday was a really bad day.
Yesterday was a therapy session, but it's okay. We got through it and we'll rehash a little bit of what happened yesterday. It's just the two of us. I mean, you couldn't really, it was basically the two of us yesterday as well, since you couldn't hear Jake, and Ben Mintz was basically a sack of, what'd you call him? You said his bone density didn't look there.
You know that dog, the pug on the internet, and it's like, is it a bone day or not a bone day? And they kind of just, it's like this, like, just fat dog. And if it's a bone day, you're going to have like a good day. Like, Ben Mintz doesn't have the same number of bones as the rest of us. Like, he's just missing a few.
See, I equated that to one of the, overweight people in Wally who devolved absolute bone density, because that's the way he looked when he was sitting, to be honest with you.
He's like a liquid. He just like melts into whatever chair or whatever he's, you know how cats just sit in anything? That's what Ben Mintz is. He just fits into anything.
Yeah. If I sits, I sits.
Yeah, that's Ben Mintz. We should make shirts. But yeah, I'm almost glad that the podcast didn't save one, because the quality would have been terrible, and two, just because I cried for 20 minutes of it. So, man,
it's the holidays, everyone's in misery.
Well, guess what, you know what, fuck it, I've been depressed since I was like 16 years old, and I finally just started now getting treatment for it. So
there you go.
It's gonna be a process, but
2022, the year of the dog.
I don't know about all that.
What if that is the actual year, the Chinese year?
I mean, that'd be
something.
Chinese year 2022. I'm going to guess it's like a snake. It's always a snake. Oh, it's the year of the tiger.
Oh, okay. That's right. Close.
Chris Castellani. It's his year.
Sure. Jesus. Yeah, we're doing this right before our big Barstool end of the year meeting, where you basically how would you even explain it? You go through everything that happened in 2021, but you don't really go through like anything at all. It's basically
a lot of numbers and graphs and green numbers and red numbers. And then they mentioned the blog for about 34 seconds at most. And then it's back to how Caller Daddy sold a ton of merch. That's
pretty much. Pretty much, yeah. And then there's a highlight video at the end, which is basically a glorification of our third world dictator, David Portnoy, and we go back to the grind.
Just side note, did you hear the Will Sasson negotiations segment?
Oh yeah, I was way on top of that. You gotta get the inside information when it comes to that stuff. And I like Little Sass a lot. I think he's like very, very talented. But first of all, I'm going to have to ask Roan if Roan like gave him a heads up going in there, or encouraged him, or told him that wasn't a good idea. I'm interested in how his chaperone and podcast co-host held his hand through that, because Roan had to know that was a disaster going in.
Saying this is what you paid me when I didn't do work, so you should pay me more now that I am doing work, is probably not the line to take. Probably not the angle you want to go with.
I hate to be like an old man, generational type douchebag, but like, kids, man, these damn kids.
But maybe that's just how you learn, you know? You get thrown into the fire. And
yeah, I learned by going broke and selling pasta and Mr. Sticky's. You learn by working at Subway. Like,
he's Little Sass by getting eviscerated for 30 minutes on the podcast.
Yeah, which I don't know if that's like dangerous in the long run, like somebody's psyche. Like,
you think?
Well, I don't know. Like, yeah, if I was 19 years old and got eviscerated like that because I didn't know like the real world, like, yeah, I don't know. But then again, at 19, I wasn't as like talented as Little Sass.
He has a good support system. He should be fine. I thought bad
more for TJ.
TJ got it so much worse.
Oh my God.
That TJ shit was like real.
Yeah, I didn't know it was like that real.
Anyway, go watch the Dave Portnoy show. It was something. He talked about the McAfee deal. Talked about
something every week on that program.
As long as my name isn't said, I feel good about myself.
Yeah. You get it? 2022. You're the tiger. You're the dog. You'll be back on that show. In a good way.
No, there would be, if it's in a good way, I'll pay you $10,000.
Okay.
But I hope it's in a good way. It's either going to be that or like something traumatic, like, Nate's battling stage 4 colon cancer. Let's have him on the show to talk about it.
I thought we were being positive today.
it's been a bad December for me. I've had some personal life struggles on top of other struggles. And now I have COVID. And
get it all out.
Yeah. I'm ending the year on a low note, but we did talk yesterday on the show that didn't get recorded that it was like, I should go somewhere, just get out of this fucking city because it's driving me crazy. COVID's, I have to stay inside for 10 days now. But after that, I am going to Florida by myself. And
okay,
just sitting out. Hopefully it's in the 80s. I went as far south I could find, not in Miami, because I didn't want to be.
That'd be awesome if you just stumbled in the same club as Club Dave.
He's going to Mexico.
Oh.
I thought about asking him if I could use his house.
you don't ask him, you ask his house guest. Yeah,
ask Gaz.
Absolutely.
Not the worst idea.
All right, well, that's a good thing. So we talked about yesterday, you getting away and you booked a trip.
So here's the thing. I hate going places by myself because it makes me depressed that I don't have someone to like travel with, like aka like a girlfriend or, you know, something like that. So it makes me depressed, but I got over it. I was like, you know what? I'm going to be by myself regardless. In New York, I might as well fly down to Florida. Just
where are you going in Florida?
I'm not going to say, but
okay. Well, is it Disney World? Because that'd be awesome.
No, it's on the beach. Like I went on Airbnb and I found like a beachfront like condo, and I'm going to go there for 4 days.
All right, I would not advise against the. I would advise against the condo. I would have said like a hotel or resort or populated area where you can mingle and do something. That's okay. So you're just going to go and read on the beach?
Dude, I'm a book guy now.
I'd say you go and sign up for like a windsurf class or some shit.
Yeah, I'm going to look into like what there is to do in the beach community. It's all dependent on the weather, but yeah, you're right. I'm not going to sit idly. I'm going to try to like push myself and like do something I haven't done. I don't know if windsurfing is it, but maybe.
I don't know. What do they do down in Florida? Is there like a big bingo community or something?
Yeah, I love bingo.
Dude, you can make so much money playing bingo at these places.
Bingo. So in high school, my friend's mom worked at a bingo parlor and we would go and it was cutthroat.
Oh yeah.
It was so cutthroat. I don't know. You know, the show Impractical Jokers, obviously they do one when they go into like a bingo hall and like start shouting bingo, and those old people like, will kill you if you just yell bingo when you don't have it. Like,
yeah,
they didn't even like when we had it, when we actually had bingo, because we were, you know, 18, 19, whatever we were. But bingo is nothing to fuck with. They all bring out their good luck charms. It's like so intense. It is very intense.
My grandmother, God rest her soul, 90 plus years old, double knee replacement, wouldn't move after she got her knees done, like could barely walk. Like you're talking, had to get help on a walker, you know, support, all this, all that. The second after her surgery, when it was bingo night, I swear to God, that walker was chucked and she was sprinting.
She was Grandpa Joe.
She was sprinting right to the hall.
Grandpa Joe, like I usually hate internet things. I think they're all beaten down and annoying.
He's a sack of shit.
The Grandpa Joe slander makes me laugh every time. Just stayed in bed for 20 years until fucking starving to death Charlie came home with a golden ticket. Then he's dancing around the room.
Mm-hmm.
I Jim Rome from about 20 years ago has a very funny like Jim Rome take on Grandpa Joe. And it's on YouTube. It's very, very funny.
I'm sure Devlin did a mock up of it.
Any update with that?
No, status quo. I have a lot of
receipts,
a lot of receipts and ammunition if it's brought up again in a negative way towards me or how I would proceed towards the situation. But I will not be firing any more shots.
Have you spoken
to who?
Devlin.
I will never speak again.
That's what I figured.
Never.
Well, like, there was a time I figured you and I would never speak again.
That's true. That's true. There was a, who said, no, my wife said that. My wife was like, oh, I remember when like you and Nate were like deep, dark, like in the weeds of hate. And like, I
literally thought we would never, ever speak to each other
again. Yeah, no, no, I agree. What was our turning point where it started becoming a little more civilized? We must've had a common enemy. We kind of like talked about.
What was it?
I think we both matured.
Yeah, no, there was a turning point. It was on the way to the Dunkin' Donut Awards, and I was about to quit. And you're like, I'll pull back.
Okay. That could have been a turning point. Not specifically. Okay, but I do remember I was vicious. I had enough. I had enough. I was
vicious for like 2 years, though. I think six.
It wasn't 2 years. 6 months. I think it was 6 months. I think it was like
it went on for a bit.
I had to prove a point. I'm sorry. I apologize. It was page views. If only page views mattered anymore.
You well, they're there for the taking. I'll tell you that.
How's your aggregation of the best videos and blogs and tweets of the year going? So yesterday, Nate Dogg, who's an editor, sent out a pretty, you know, uplifting email saying, hey, like, if you have any best of the year things that you're proud of, shoot it on over. It doesn't need to be the most page views filled or clicks gotten or viewed thing, but something you're proud of, we'll put it on at the end of the year, best of Barstool. And White Sox Dave, of course, replies all to the company-wide email and just puts like five tweets out of him hunting.
Yeah. I don't know how someone could misunderstand an email so poorly. At first, he replies all to the entire company. And then he just like puts in like tweets that he liked. Like, it was just like, I don't even think they were all of him. It was just like, hey, here's a tweet I saw that made me laugh. This could be best of. It's like, hey, I saw this YouTube video, pretty funny YouTube video I saw. It's like, Dave, that was not the assignment. It was like, link me to your best blogs, your best videos. And he's just sending me like Charlie bit my finger. It was quite bizarre.
How's that going? How many have you gotten?
Fine. It's fine.
Kate Marka usually puts that together, right?
No, he doesn't do it. Shut the fuck up. God, you're really trying to make me work hard on editing, which I did not plan on doing. I have COVID, for Pete's sake.
I'm that's not funny. Like, I'm being serious.
He used to do it, Smitty. Okay. Yes, he did. He used to do it. Now it's been passed to me.
Okay.
So you played poker over the weekend with Mike Mattisau, speaking of.
Yeah, went to Vegas. Did some hard-o content at the Run Good Poker Series event. Poker Go at the Aria. It was actually a very good event. It's half qualifiers from around this great nation and half pros, quote-unquote celebrities. And by that, I mean like Boston Rob and who was the other guy from Survivor there?
So it was Boston Rob and Tyson.
Apostle. Tyson.
And then you, and that was
yeah. Why not?
Boston Rob was the biggest celebrity there.
I would say so, probably. I mean, there was a couple that dropped out last minute. Whatever. I'm not a celebrity.
That's what I'm saying. If it's you, yeah. Tyson, I mean, they're famous.
Yeah, people know them.
Yeah,
but we played. It was a 550 buy-in, one rebuy. I was at first table, non-feature table with Mike Mattisau. So I was planning on going in and doing like it for content and being on the feature table and kind of acting like a dick. Since I was off the feature table, was able to play normal, chipped up to like two. We started with 100K, 500, 1,000 big blinds, chipped up to like 220, doing very well. Mike Mattisau, I swear, was there for maybe 2.5 hours before he busted. And for 2 hours, 29 minutes and 45 seconds, he didn't shut the fuck up. And I love Mike Mattisau, but him just ranting about, excuse me. I love Mike Mattisau, but him just ranting about A, how great of a poker player he is, B, how messed up the poker system is, and C, how the COVID pandemic isn't a pandemic at all while dressed in his finest sheeple shirt.
Shirt?
Oh, yeah, sheeple.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And he is vaccinated, by the way.
He has to be vaccinated because he was in the World Series of Poker, unless he got a fake card, which I'm not alleging at all, but...
I would assume he got vaccinated.
He said he got vaccinated at the table. He said
he did. I assume he did. It's just not worth the risk, and he's not in, like, great health. So I would just assume he did.
I will say this. Compared to when I hung out with him, like, 2-3 years ago...
He's a little...
He was pretty spry. Yeah, he was pretty spry. He lost a little bit of weight. He was moving around. He was in, like, good spirits. I like Mikey. He was a... For as much as he talked, it was like a good table presence, good conversation. But he busted. I had about 220. I had go through some hand histories. I had Remco to the left of me, and under the gun probably had like 140. Let off blinds were probably 255. Yeah. Let off with like 15,000. I just called with ace king. Button had like 50K left, shoved, under the gun, goes in the tank, calls, shoves with his 140. With my 220, call that shove, ace king offsuit. He has jacks. Button has ace queen offsuit.
Okay.
Feeling okay. Like, you got to win flips. So you're going to win. Let's do this thing. Let's make it a race. The window comes, jack. Like, okay, I guess that's where we're at. I get down to like 80, then down to like 50. And then right before the rebuy period ends, on the button, big blind has a mega stack. I pocket twos. I shove, expecting the mega stack to call with like any two cards. Hopefully I get a race. Yeah. She does. A6 suited. It's like, okay, literally a race for $550. If I double up here, I get my 100K back.
Oh, you're starting back at starting stack. Yeah.
That's fine. If I lose, I'm repopping for 550. Flop comes six. Like, okay, it's over two races. Then we get to the feature table where Boston Rob.
So you rebuy and get put onto the feature table.
Rebought, wasn't feature table, like messed around for a little bit, got down to 80K, and then we were feature table. Boston Rob to the right of me, a couple people, big stacks.
And, I think you played with like Danielle Anderson for a bit.
Yeah, she came in second. She's lovely. She was awesome. Yeah,
she's awesome.
She's awesome. She had queen I had ace king suited under the gun. She's in the cutoff. She raised. I limped in because nobody was paying attention. I had like 70K left. I limped in. She raised, gets back around to me. I shove. She goes in the tank. She calls queen 10 suited against my ace king suited. Comes out, and it was a fucking sweat because it was like 9-8, like 6 on the flop, and then two duds on the turn of river. So doubled up there. Then I was playing, you know, good. I was getting the hardo mode. I was doing my things, and then got kings under the gun. Probably have like 160K with blinds like 8K. So I have 20 bigs. Raise 2.5 button calls. Or excuse me, big blind calls. He's got me covered like 280K. Flop comes out, jack 8-7. He checks.
You shove.
Yeah, I shoved. It was an over bet. I shoved because I didn't want to see a turn card. I was being a pussy there. I just wanted to win.
I think it's a really cool shove because a lot of times when people do that, they'll have like ace king, ace queen, or like some sort of weird draw. Like, I don't think you open like 6-5 there, but you could have like 10-9 or like, I don't know. You could have just a lot of random combo draws there. And I could
get a call. I'm definitely getting a call with a jack there more than likely. Oh, and I could get a call with like an ace eight.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, without a doubt.
So, snap call, pocket eights. It's like, okay. Like, what are we doing here? And that was that. It was a good time. Good event. We'll have an edited video coming out soon. But yeah, I opened yesterday's podcast talking about how much I loathe No Limit Hold'em now, because I'm in such a bad streak, specifically live tournaments, yeah, where the volatility is fucking killing me. It's like I can't win a flip. I can't have a dominant hand hold, and it's pissing me the shit off. And I know, like, it all comes back to even. Water finds its level. But, man, I just want to become, like, a fixed limit player or pot limit Omaha guy where I can have more control of, like, the situation and how stats play.
This player, Chris Brewer, tweeted yesterday, actually, at 2:26 p.m. He goes, MTTs are scary tough. Pretty sure someone could be the best player in the field and lose forever live. Like, and, you know, he's like a high roller. He plays like the 100Ks and all that. And it's just like, it's just live poker. You can't get enough volume to like, you just have to run hot in live poker. You could be as good as they come and brick 40 in a row. It's unlikely if you're that much better than the field, but it's still possible.
See, I'm not good enough where I can win and not get lucky. I need to, like, at minimum run average, at minimum have, of course, you know,
but that's how anybody for, that's how anybody final
yeah table. But like Jake and people like Jake, they can maneuver shit around and like,
yeah, pick you up still had to suck there out here and there.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. That's where I yelled at him yesterday, where Tennis Boy during the fucking main event gets a jack on the river to have a set and beat Kings. Meanwhile, I'm getting Kings over eights. Right. I can't do dick.
You just need to be on the opposite side of that.
Yeah. One of these times. One of these times. It'll come. One of these tournaments, I'll just run like a god. And I'll think I'm a lot better than I am, then just waste everything away. It's what happened to the Sunday 500 in 2008.
13 years later, you're still chasing that dragon.
Pretty much.
I might go. There's a casino not far from where I'm going to be staying. I might hop in an Uber and go play a nightly just to throw in. It's like a $150 nightly.
But you can do that anywhere, anytime.
Not in New York City, I goddamn can't.
That's why you moved to Jersey. You can go up to does Mohegan have tournaments?
How am I getting there?
Mohegan's not far away. Adam Sandler and Uncut Gems to take a copper?
How would I get? Oh, I'm taking the chopper. I'm taking the blade. No, my blade's in the shop. I don't have the chopper right now.
How far away? That can't be 2 hours.
I don't have a car. I don't have a driver's license.
Well, that's an issue.
I let it expire because I hate driving. I'm such a mess, dude. Driving gives me such terrible anxiety that I start like just sweating and panic attacking behind the wheel. Like, I can't believe they let people drive and like switch lanes and merge. It's psychopath behavior that people do that. So yeah, I just let
you and Tommy Smokes fearing the highway.
Yeah. I hate it. So I live in New York. I never have to drive. I figure anywhere I ever go, I'll be able to Uber and I'll never have to drive anywhere in case of like my family all lives in places where they can either like pick me up if there's a death or whatever, or I can just Uber, or I'll figure it out. I let my license expire.
But you need some sort of real ID to fly at least, right?
I have my passport.
Yeah. I think you need two eventually, don't you?
You need to get something. Yeah. You need to get something new. I don't know. I need to look into that.
Absolutely incredible. Just so you like, we can not get like a certain percentage of people to vote.
I'll say this though.
Okay, I need to get six IDs to fly so like fucking some douchebag can win a gerrymandered state in New Hampshire.
When I was in the airport last week, 2 weeks ago, they didn't make anybody take their shoes off, which I thought was a long time overdue. Only
maybe they just given up.
No, I think they realized that it's completely pointless to make people take their shoes off, and it causes so many more delays.
Just throwing this out there for the listeners. If you don't have global entry and TSA pre-check, you need to get it.
I don't have
it's so, it's just such a convenience.
Yeah.
It's not even close. You don't even need to think about it. It's a little bit of a bitch to get, like you need to go in for like the interview or something, but for years you're taken care of and you don't have to worry about it.
Clear at the airport, like immediately. You just pay like $180 for the year and you just go on a clear line. I never really flew anywhere. Like I have recently, but I never really flew anywhere for a while, but 2022 might be the year of the travel. So I'm thinking about getting it.
You just never know you need it until like you're there.
Right. I almost missed a flight. My flight to Vegas, one of the flights to Vegas, because I was in a very long, or maybe it was coming back, I can't remember. I got on like the last person on the plane. I was like, yeah, I kind of would. I would have paid $180 not to have waited in that hour and a half line. So probably worth it. Ugh, boy. Sean Deeb wants to kill Ryan LaPlante.
That's not surprising.
Did you see what he tweeted last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of coming after him.
I mean, it's whatever. It is what it is.
Yeah, we've had Ryan Deeb on the show. We like him a lot.
Yeah, Deeb seems like he's going to – Deeb seems like at any time he'll, like, try to mess with anybody. And I kind of respect that, but –
Yeah, he said, when your side income is convincing fish you're better than you are to pay for bullshit coaching. It's not great English. The fact you need backer for such small buy-in levels shows you were never good enough. Basically, he's saying what he said on the podcast last week. We had Deeb on, was that so Ryan runs a training site called like learnpropoker.com, which I use. I watch the videos and Deeb just has this vendetta against him. Or I guess he just doesn't think Ryan is good enough to offer coaching. And then Ryan did like a long Twitter thread about like variance and being in makeup to a backer and this and that. And Deeb just decided like, I'm sick of this guy. I'm just going to go after him.
Hey, he just gets bored.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like when he's like Dave, when the stock market is closed one day. And so he just decides to like go after someone. Deeb probably like got the kids in bed. Didn't really have much on TV and was like, what's this guy saying on the internet? I'm just going to yell at him.
1,000%.
People did like the Deeb interview. We've gotten several tweets and a couple DMs on Instagram saying that they really enjoyed Sean Deeb on the show. I think they just like that he, I mean, he was fairly unfiltered.
He's got a fascinating history. One of like a few just olds, I guess you can call them old school online.
Yeah.
Guys who just like risen the ranks, like to become respected around the world. And two, he's going to say what's on his fucking mind.
Yeah.
Hold nothing back.
He's like too rich to hold back. He just doesn't.
And besides, the grammar on that tweet does it pretty like eloquently, entertainingly.
So people liked him, which is good. It's good to get good feedback like that. So we'll definitely have him. He'll be a recurring guest, I believe they say in the biz.
Yeah. And what I announced yesterday, so in 2022, we're going to be doing a lot more live streaming stuff. We're going to be bringing back the Barstool Poker Nights. And I legitimately want to make like Wednesday or Thursday nights from 7 to 11 or even into the night, like a mainstay across the internet for entertainment and bring in people from around the world. Like, we're not just talking about us douchebags, Barstool, like the people in our circle. We're talking famous streamers. We're talking athletes. We're talking celebrities. Anybody who plays poker just comes into the Barstool Poker Night that night and just shoots the shit. That's one of my main goals for 2022. And Deeb will be involved in that.
Wait, not Dave.
No, Deeb.
Oh, Deeb. I didn't say Dave. I was like,
yeah, well, Dave, of course, too, because I mean, if you want to keep the tank filled, you got to fill it with some fish, you know?
White Sox Dave is one of a kind. I don't even know how to explain that guy.
He's an animal.
Yeah,
he's a legitimate kind. Barnyard mammal.
It was easier to. It's just so funny. Like, just thinking, like, we recorded a whole show yesterday and none of it got saved. It was just like really sad. I feel so much better today. I'm like, glad it didn't get saved.
Yeah, I am too. It was an interesting hour.
I've been down bad, man.
You seem a lot better today.
It comes and goes. I think it's like I'm now able to.
You yesterday, you motherfucker. We're getting ready for the podcast. It's just you and me on Zoom. I bring my kid down, like say hi and listen to you, and you just say like,
"It'll never get better,
son." Yeah, to my son, enjoy it now. 2 years from now, life's gonna start going downhill.
Never.
What's the matter with you?
He just has to know the truth.
He's 7.5 months old.
Well, I wish we saved that recording so I could play back in 20 years. I was right.
Enjoy it now. You're going to want to kill PSA. Yourself.
This is my PSA to the millions and millions of listeners right now. Life is really hard for everybody. I'm not doing particularly well right now. I don't think Adam Smith is doing his best right now. We're working through it. We're both in therapy. We're getting there. Don't be scared to ask for help, because I dealt with this shit for way too long without getting proper help, like way, way, way too long. So go do it. It'll help you in the long run. It doesn't make you guilty.
You want to talk about sad and depressing? I went 1-16-1 last night in bets. The worst single night in Pick Central history. 1-16-1. And I still got a smile on my face.
Are you going to be able to feed your child?
Well, yeah, we gamble responsibly. My unit size is one that I can use adequately. Like, truth be told, those were $10 to $20 bets. So, yeah, I got wiped.
1-16-1 is impossible.
Yeah, well, it's not the way I bet, because I basically just hammered the Winnipeg Jets and the Tampa Bay Lightning like 10 ways. Like, I did the Lightning money line, Lightning -1.5, Lightning -2, Lightning score first to win, Lightning to win in a shutout. Sometimes they hit big, but if they win by one or lose, I'm fucked. I ended up getting fucked. Lightning won by one in overtime. Winnipeg Jets lost like 4-2.
Florida was a like -295 favorite, and they lost.
That was 8-2.
Was that the final?
Something like that.
Yeah. They were against Ottawa, the worst team in the league. They were like, I think it closed at -295, and they end up losing 8-2 at home.
I've been pretty sharp with hockey all year, but then that's where I was thinking Ottawa beat the Lightning, thinking Lightning coming in, gonna have, you know, pretty big game. Nope.
Nope. Seven different guys scored. Pretty cool.
Yeah, got Ovechkin tonight. At least 2 points.
This fucking cough.
You got COVID. What are you under?
It's so weird that I just have it now. Like, I went 2 years or whatever without it. Like, I was safe, but not like the safest. I've been going out to eat since they allowed us back to eat. When, you know, like when New York opened, I was out, like, pre-vaccine, never had it, got the vaccine. Kept, you know,
it's the Omicron per CIA.
Dude, I mean, this shit does not give a fuck if you're vaccinated. It's just like, it's eating up every single person. And I called CityMD because I trust the test I took, but I was like, if I can just get like a second test just to make sure, like, that would be smart. 2 hour wait just to get inside.
Yeah.
Travel's going to be a get inside, and then you give them your phone number, and then they text you when they're ready for you. So like, we're just back to where we were. Nobody can get tested. It's fucked up too, that if you want to buy at home tests, 2 tests for $30, that's all my CVS had. So I had to do that. Thank God I can, like, you know, afford to do that. I don't know how people with jobs are getting tested. I have no idea my lights just flickered like a motherfucker. Like, how, I just don't know how, like, people with real jobs and lives and responsibilities do it. I just don't know. I just have no idea.
No idea.
And of course, it's like Christmas now, and people are just going to travel with it, because what's the alternative?
It's going to be an absolute shit show throughout the holidays and shortly thereafter.
It's bad, man. It's just like, it's bad. The choice is like, don't get tested and just travel for the holidays and figure it out later, or just ruin your Christmas and, you know, don't see your family. It's, I know what most people are going to pick.
Yeah. Yeah. It's messed up.
It's not great. I'm like kind of llucky I have it now, because today's December 15th.
Yeah, I think, 10 days.
Yeah, 10 days. So I can, if I test, you know, get multiple negatives, I can go home on the 25th. I'm not going to, though. My mom's now calling me. Have her on the show?
Yeah, why not?
Mama dog on the show? Wait, what was that? I just got I got a text. I didn't see the first one. It goes, down goes the world. Bye. I was like, what just happened? She just had a positive test in her office.
Oh, geez.
No, I thought it was going to be, I was like, down goes the world. Like, what does that mean?
What's the worst text you've ever gotten? Ooh. Or the most impactful?
worst text I've ever gotten.
I wouldn't say the worst. One of the most, like...
Oh, I had a girl text me... what was it? It was like, you care if I fuck other people. I don't care what you do with other people.
There you go.
That was a bad one. That one kind of
could be a good one if you don't care.
I mean, that was the point. I wanted to be in a relationship with this young lady.
Yes.
She did not want to be in a relationship with me.
I wouldn't say it's the worst text, but one of the texts I remember was, we were in Atlantic City, and this text was from you. We were in Atlantic City for one of the Borgata Winter Open, Summer Opens, or whatever. And I was texting something about, like, gay if he was on her ass or some shit. And you just went, like, stop, check Twitter now. And I was like, oh, I thought it was, like, gay, like, coming at us. And it was the day Kobe Bryant died.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was when
we were
supposed to announce the Penn deal, and we had to push it because Kobe died.
Yeah, that was a wild weekend. There was the Penn deal, Kobe died, and we had a sponsored poker deal.
That's why we were at Borgata. We were
sponsored by BetMGM.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Or a rival company, and they announced the Penn deal without telling us, and we had to contact Erica and be like, do you want us to continue to push BetMGM?
No, we just had to throw away our BetMGM hats, like, on the spot. Flash forward.
Like, literally during the break, just take off the BetMGM hats.
I still have it. I should go put it on. But that's why it was so funny when
we were, like, pushing them so hard.
But when we were doing the Barstool Poker Nights, you know, a few months ago, and your fucking Motley Crue over there made the graphics, and they just kept using the picture of me in the BetMGM hat for the fucking graphic.
Hey, you wonder why he's not here anymore.
I hope that's
not that. That's not why. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't know why he's not here anymore. So
they didn't tell you?
Didn't tell me before. Didn't tell me after.
Didn't tell you why your producer was fired? Huh? That's weird.
It's very weird. Second time that happened.
Huh? Where's the first guy now? He's probably making subs like I used to, right?
No, the first guy, Blaze, is actually Patty the Baddies video guy.
I was locking it up for you.
No, I know.
Okay.
I was answering. Yeah, it's almost like he had talent.
Almost. When
he was here and produced and edited videos that had, like, millions of views. But crazy. I mean, what are you gonna do?
Crazy. What was there anything else that we had to talk about?
No, I can go down that rabbit hole one of these days. Just
trying to keep vibes high.
I know.
Can you drink with COVID? Can I do?
It's a free country.
But you know what I am going to do?
I'm going to 3-Chi it.
I sure am. I think 3-Chi is the only thing that's going to keep me sane from now until Christmas. Let me pull up this ad read, Smitty. You were saying you were 3-Chi-ing on the plane, right?
Yeah, I 3-Chi-ed on the plane to Vegas. It was an early Friday morning flight, and I felt wonderful.
Yeah.
Slept for a little bit, zoned out. I watched a movie. It was the definition of great. And then on the way back, took it again. The 3-Chi 8 balls had two, 8 milligrams each, 25 per pack. Passed right out in the red eye. It was wonderful.
It's the best. I know we say it every week, but if you go to 3chi.com, it's the number 3chi.com. You can get your Delta 8 vapes, gummies, tinctures, and oils that can be used to make homemade edibles. Use code ACES so Smitty can feed his family, and you get 5% off your order. It's the industry leader in Delta 8 THC products. It is federally legal. Let's let that sink in. It's the federally legal version of THC. I promise you it's not CBD. It actually has the same effects as THC. It will get you high as hell if you want to get high as hell. We have a guy who works with us named Coach Duggs, and he is 450 pounds. And he's, I mean, what, 6'7", like 450. He's ginormous. He's the big show. He's Andre the Giant. And he got high off his ass on one of those brownies. Like, this shit will put you in the sky if you want it to put you in the sky. We all use it. I've become a book guy in the last couple of weeks. I've been reading a book slowly but surely. I take an 8-ball. It's 8 milligrams. It's perfect just to zone in and read, get off my phone. It's available online at 3chi.com. That's the number 3chi.com, and retailers around the country. if you have a nagging wife who's always on your ass and is like, what's that package? They'll send it to you in non-labeled packaging. You just be like, oh, honey, it's your Christmas present. Love you. And then you just go get high in the garage. You can get the eight balls in packs of 5 and 25. They got root beer candies now in packs of 650 or 80. And the Delta 8 root beer taffies, the disposable vapes. They got the brownies. They got the cookies. They got the Rice Krispie treats. It's all delicious. Use code ACES. We beg of you. We beg. We are begging now. Use code ACES at checkout. Get 5% off your order. 3chew.com. Do it. Love it. Live it. Etc.
Big etc. Huge.
That's all I got.
Yeah, it was a good rundown. Unless you just want to go off on Barstool tangents. Like,
no.
Okay. We don't have to record it.
No.
Just be for the love of the game.
No, no. I'm battling a disease right now. Is it a disease? What's it called? A virus.
Yeah, it's a virus.
What's the difference?
I don't know if there is one. There's a difference between virus and bacteria. I know that. Yeah. But maybe both are considered diseases.
Am I a hero for doing a podcast while infected? Probably.
I don't know. Was Herman Cain a hero for...
He was tweeting after he died from it.
Yeah, exactly. That's not funny.
He was, though. He was tweeting anti-vax stuff from the grave. It was one of the most miraculous tweets I've ever seen.
That's what we call dedication.
Go get vaccinated, you idiots. And
agreed.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram. I guess we're going to have a podcast next
week. Are we doing something next week?
Yeah, might as well.
I don't think I'm going to the office through...
Fuck no. It's just the Yakos and like Rico. That's it.
Yep. And Devlin, who keeps the entire office running.
And Devlin. Hats off to him.
Hats off. He does a great job telling everybody what to do.
Oh, that was the other thing. I want to fight Ben Mint still.
There you have it.
I want to fight Ben. Six-figure payday, I'll fight Ben. Are we allowed to say that? I will fight Ben Mintz for six figures. I'll say that.
There you go. Good fight.
Episode 115. Smitty, take us home.
Godspeed.
I don't like that one. I'm dying over here. I hope it doesn't get worse.
It might.